Standing in the rotunda of the Wisconsin Capitol building, everything feels really big and important and majestic. You're right in the middle of Madison and right in the middle of state government. But who chose this spot to be one of the most important places in the state? Nancy from Madison wanted to know. She asked, how did the Capitol end up on the isthmus? What was the politicking that went on behind the scenes to settle on this piece of land? We talked to Bethany Brander with the Wisconsin Historical Society to help tell the story. She says that in 1836, when Wisconsin became a territory, things could have gone a lot of different ways.
There were actually 16 other locations proposed. So one was Green Bay. Another was Mineral Point. Other people wanted places that could become really great cities. So Milwaukee was one of those cities proposed because it was on Lake Michigan. It could have been a city called Wisconsinopolis, which of course doesn't exist today, or another city called Wisconsin City, which has never existed also.
So where did Madison come in? Brander says it all has to do with a politician and businessman named James Duane Doty. When territorial legislators were meeting in Belmont in southwest Wisconsin to pick a new capital, Doty went there with a plan.
So on his way to Belmont, he passed through the Four Lakes area. And conveniently in April, earlier that year, he had bought a bunch of land, which is now downtown Madison. It's the Isthmus today. And he eventually, on his way down from Green Bay, brings a surveyor with him and surveys the land, maps it out, and brings this piece of paper with him to Belmont.
On that piece of paper were the plans for this modern-looking, imaginary city Doty called Madison. And he got to work doing whatever he needed to do to sell his idea.
So when Doty gets to Belmont, it had already been known throughout the territory about the conditions that the legislators were facing at Belmont. When legislators got there, there weren't a lot of buildings, so a lot of them were crammed together in two buildings, laying on the bare floor. It was cold. Accommodations just weren't very nice. And so word got out. So when Doty arrives in Belmont, he comes with a bunch of buffalo robes. And so when he gets there, he's hanging out these buffalo robes. He's showing people his map, telling them about his paper city called Madison. And he named Madison after the recently departed President James Madison. He was kind of playing to people's patriotic sensibilities here, and it worked.
But Doty was also offering more than just buffalo robes and patriotism.
He also was offering people some real estate in Madison. He bought up all this land with his company, and he wants to make money off it. So he's letting all this land go to these people for cheap. And so by the time the final vote for the city of the new territorial capital happens, about half the legislators own land in Madison, plus the two clerks of both houses. So it kind of helped sway people's opinions to make the capital of Madison.
By 1837, construction had already started on the first Capitol building in Madison. We heard from Bethany Brander, the Southwest Sites Program Manager for the Wisconsin Historical Society, telling us how Wisconsin's Capitol ended up where it is. This story came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question, and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to wpr.org/wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm John K. Wilson.